When we talk about the projections about the global water supply, we talk with a cautious optimism. The global water supply will be able to support the needs of humanity, including the food, energy, water supply, sanitation, and the needs of the ecosystems on which we rely. But this projection obviously has strings attached. The water should be used wisely. And the planning in terms of investments, institutional development, capacity building, human resources, you name it, should be done in conjunction with the other sectors involved, including food and energy. Because we know that the food demand will, by 2050, will increase anywhere between 60 to 100%. And this should be supported by a substantial increase in food production, which will have to be supported by water supplies. This is the interlinkage between water and food.
What are the priority issues being outlined for policymakers in the brief released?
The brief, first of all, underlines the fact that food and water issues are interlinked. And anything that we do, be it the public sector, governments, municipalities, private sector, communities, should work together in not only planning, but also implementing the in food and water issues. For each one of these stakeholders, and especially for the governments and international community, the white paper points out a number of issues and provides recommendations for these.
And going forward, is there an area of focus recommended for governments and stakeholders working with water issues where they should really invest energy or resources?
Yes. One very important aspect is the governance aspect. The international community and definitely water professionals have been indicating over and over again over the past two decades that water crises are typically crises of governance. Even when we have enough water supplies in many regions, due to the lack of governance structures, these waters may not be utilized or efficiently. On top of this, lack of investment or misinvestment causes another problem, and all of these are further complicated by the population increase, the migration, urbanization, and climate change.